Hello students, so yes, today we are at our chapter 7, that is quick commerce. So I'm sure you guys have already gone through study materials, and as I keep you repeating telling you, you know, refer other things as well, do your market research, how things are happening. So we have understood the how the logistic things work, how the logistic era has begun. Then how we've switched to e-commerce things, then we have seen how the e-commerce business work, how the network solutions design, okay. So beyond going e-commerce, now things are introducing as a quick commerce, okay. So quick commerce, I mean, I'm sure you guys are, I mean, you know, day-to-day familiar things, you know, whether it is Blinkit, Zepto, BigBasket, Flipkart, Quick, you know, Dunzo, Swiggy, whatever, okay. So, why quick commerce create, I mean, the need has been created. So, as per my experience and my analysis, you know, this quick commerce era has begun after COVID, okay. After COVID, people realize, you know, that things, certain things which can be easily manageable or need and very urgent, you know, and that's how the quick commerce era has begun. Okay, so even initially, the well-known market player has taken give a very consider very undervalued of this quick commerce business model, but slowly they realize, you know, I mean, if you remember. There are a few years back, there was a kind of Grofers was there, you know, who's mainly dealing with the groceries only. But right now, as you can see, whether you can go Zepto or Blinkit or whichever, you know, you've seen the multiple categories, whether it is grocery, whether it is electrical items, whether it is the clothing part, the fashionable accessories. You'll all mostly accessories you're going to see in the quick commerce online portals. So yes, welcome to the new era of logistics and the complete new era, that is the quick commerce. And believe me, quick commerce will lead next 15 to 20 years from here on, at least in a very massive growth. Okay, so today we will learn why quick commerce on the rise, how does quick commerce work, how does quick commerce competitive landscape, the product categories, some quick commerce success stories, some day deliveries, the key benefits of same day delivery, limitations of the same day deliveries in India, and overall we'll conclude this topic. Okay, so as I say, the quick commerce, you know, the word itself defines the core objective is the quick. What are the fastest delivery? How much I can give, you know? As I remember, when I entered in this industry, especially in this logistic industry, we, you know, the on an average day of delivery is within 4 to 5 days or within 3 to 4 days, right? But slowly, gradually, the logistic industry scale up. They come up with the business model, but because earlier what happened is, you know, a very discount oriented approach was having with the e-commerce companies. Okay, so the number of discount you can give compared to the retail kirana stores, that's the objective, that's the area where you get the volumes, you know. But once the volume received, now they cannot afford the discount. Okay, so rather than discount, they adapt the situation that in such a way that how I can do a delivery in a very quickest time, you know, or so average delivery time from 4 to 5 days was converted yearly after some of the time. It is a one day delivery or it's a next day delivery, and now we are entering into era where within 10 to 15 minutes things are coming at our door. Okay, so yeah, so quick commerce is quickly, this is the fastest delivery model in our world, today's world, you know, and it integrates the convenience of online retail with the immediate bricks and mortar stores. Companies, of course, like Zepto, Swiggy, JioMart, BigBasket have started already their operations pan India. Okay, As you can see, there are a number of products, day-to-day activities, whatever needs you, groceries or any electrical items. I mean, recently there was a nice incident happened. A brother want to wake up his sister in Mumbai. Her flight was very early, so instead of sending alarm, he just sent a order at her door at 6 a.m. So that she can wake up. That's happened from Zepto. So yeah, it's the quickest way, and people are also enjoying the things of the quick commerce. Okay, so yes, seller across marketplace need to keep up the fast evolving customer expectations by providing fast and quick delivery. The customers consider fast delivery to the norm, which means if you don't offer it, customer will someone who does, right? So it's the same thing. Whether it is e-commerce or quick commerce, this is all belongs to the service industry. So if you can't provide a service which actual customer want, of course the customer is not loyal. They already switched to the other your competitor. So it's always a very competitive vertical business model is this. Okay, so right now, the total addressable market for quick commerce in India is absolutely, I mean, $45 billion, with covering with the all the large metro cities. Okay, even right now, quick commerce has not covered tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 cities. If we develop that ecosystem, then of course the numbers will get on very higher sides. Okay. So yes, quick commerce is also rise the result of the low cost of smartphones, the data plans. The free, the data companies, the mobile service companies was providing, the fancy data plans. So that increase the internet uses. So that's how internet when I mean it's a normal see internal I mean in data packages which immediately affected to the internet uses, and internet uses has given us a good exposure for quick commerce industries. Okay, I mean the recent the RateShift report said India is ahead of other leading markets, including even China. When it comes to quick commerce adoption, it could be a market worth more than 5.5 million. Okay. So this is just an observation. Have you guys observed why quick commerce in India, in a country like India, it's grown very well? But if you compare it to USA, you won't find that much quick commerce in USA. Any idea why USA, the US countries fall to develop quick commerce model, and why India is getting success in quick commerce model? Any idea? Any thoughts of you? So yeah, so if you are a fan of Hollywood movies, so you have seen many Hollywood movies. They have a huge houses. They have a different storage yard under their house or near their house. Okay, every individual have the kind of backyard or storage kind of room. But do you think that in India we can afford this? No, right? So that's the behavior pattern change country to country. Okay, in US, you take a car on weekend, you collect all the groceries from Walmart, and then you load your all the groceries by week, the entire 1 week, and you can fulfill that your needs. Okay, but in India, we don't have a habit, right? We just go on morning walk or evening walk or whatever once you're coming from office or school, college. We you know our mother says, chalo ye leke aao, wo leke aao. So we are at very instant need. So instant need, that penetrates in our DNA from the childhood. Okay, and that's the behavior pattern that help us the quick commerce grow in India. Okay, so yeah, we are the immediate buyer for that. That help quick commerce a lot. Okay. So the venture aim at restricted stock to focus set of under 2000, it's high demand items. Okay, so that's how things work in quick commerce. Okay, So normally, quick commerce works on the threshold patterns. Like, nowadays, Zepto has given us a free delivery. They are not charging anything. So this type of variations companies are keep on improving. They are not giving any hidden charges or something like that. They are just giving delivery price to price basis. Okay. So let's we understand that how does quick commerce work, the all the delivery model, how they the things is work, how's the network solutions what they have built. Okay, so yeah, the quick commerce business model typically involves a mother hub, like as I said in my previous lectures also. It has distributing centers that is called dark stores, and last mile delivery stores that is called dark stores. Yeah. So dark stores are retail space that companies use to store their inventories. They do not have the storefront and serve as a warehouse or fulfillment hubs. Dark stores are small and strategically located closer to the customer's locality for rapid order fulfillment and across the city. So thereby enabling 20 to 30 minutes delivery they can achieve. So like I said in my previous lectures also, it's simple quick commerce network design if you want to see. In outskirts city, they have a big warehouse that is called Mother Hub. Okay, so from Mother Hub, every groceries comes to the dark stores. I mean, every Mother Hub cater 50 to 60 dark stores within the cities. Of course, the dark stores are not a retailer store. It's act as a warehouse only, so it doesn't need the prime property or prime location. You can cater more from the basement facilities or the normal the backside facilities of apartment. That also we can work. So that kind of shops or that kind of facility, any quick commerce companies are prefer. Okay, so this is how the overall operates. So all the bulk inventories are coming from vendor to mother hubs. Then mother hub distributed all the groceries to different dark stores of Patel, and then dark stores to end delivery. That is a end customer within 10-15 days, 10-15 minutes. Sorry. Okay, so this is how the quick commerce things work. Okay, and Blinkit claims that to have a network of 300 dark stores, even Zepto is also working on to develop on more and more dark stores. See, because every dark stores have a limitations to cover the area, because of course they have to deliver that things within 10 minutes. Okay, so there are might chances that one single pin code you might see two or three more dark stores. Okay, that's how you can cater. Okay, so let's say each dark store cater roughly 5 to 7 kilometer radius. That's how things work. Okay, so yes, Q-commerce is like competitive landscape. The quick commerce industry in India is currently concentrated with 7 to 8 players operating. Fast delivery, price, discount, and offer, wide product assortment, availability, ease of payment are the major factor that influencing buying decisions of consumer. The major player, including Zepto, Swiggy, Instamart, together they contribute almost 80% of the market. And right now, the e-commerce traditional player like Amazon and Flipkart, they are also converting their model into the quick commerce. Like you can see, if you can see Flipkart app, you'll get to know the Flipkart minutes. So there are some categories that they can deliver into the as a quick commerce within 10 minutes. Same thing with Amazon is also working Amazon Tej. Okay, so that's how things is working. So they have for quick commerce at present we have some specific categories that what we have catering. One is the fruits and vegetable, the second is packaged foods and beverages, third is staples, the fourth is beauty and personal care, and the fifth is OTC medical, that is called the pharma. Okay, so yeah, some quick commerce success stories we'll see. Of course, Zepto, the pioneer of the quick commerce in India. This is founded by two teenagers, this Adit Palicha and Kevin Levora, in April 2021. Just after the pandemic, they understand the market need, and they just bang the things, and they just agree the concept, and the execution, they execute very well, really well. So this happened when others were delivering in 4 5 days. Zepto is completely changed the game. Okay, Zepto is now worth almost $900 million. Okay, currently Zepto is delivering the almost 4,000 plus products across almost 11 to 12 cities in 10 minutes flat. This is the all metro cities almost covered: Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Ghaziabad, and other cities. Same thing is also doing Blinkit, and Swiggy is also doing right now. Big Basket is also scaling up for BB now. They are offering their products in 20 to 30 minutes. Recently, Blinkit has announced that they process over 1 million orders a week across 12 cities. So that's the thing. Even right now, as you can see, Blinkit has come up with the different ideas. Like they come up with the immediate print if you want. If you're stuck in passport office or something like that, you'll immediately get the print solutions, photo solutions. Same thing, Zepto is also moving towards the different kinds of innovations at the time of every event. Let's say, I mean, it's Valentine's Days or festival seasons, they are attractive gifts and everything. So that's how the customer grabbing process is done. So yes, same day delivery is when an item is delivered on the same day that customers ordered. And at the end, customer should feel the wow experience. Okay, the same day delivery in e-commerce can take the success rate of business to another level. It is for that reason, and more business decided to implement strategies to offer a fast, even just because of the quick commerce are rising so rapidly, you know. So even the retail player like DMart, they also face the heat. They are also thinking that, wherever the DMart stores are available, we can deliver the groceries into the same day. I mean, that's how behavior pattern change, right? I mean, you have seen the n number of queues in DMart. I mean, why should I spend my weekend by standing in queues just to groceries, you know? So nowadays, the Zepto, Blinkit, they are targeting, they're focusing how to reduce price more and more to beat the retailers, you know. So that's how the things is happening. And almost 64% of customer demand to know that delivery time before purchasing, you know. And yes, this is the competitive edge that they are definitely adding on it. Okay, so additionally, 28% of shopper consider delivery time on biggest factor, that is, ranking an online retailer. 30% of millennials will only buy from retailers guarantee same day delivery. Consumers are willing to pay more for same day delivery. Okay, so yes, that's that what we have discussed is advantage. Okay, so we have covered quick commerce. We have learned how the quick commerce things work. Okay, so quick commerce is a network. When it comes to network solution, it's very easy. It has operating from mother hub to the respective dark stores. Okay, now some of the, I mean, the companies like Zepto, they have started their cafes within their dark stores, so you can instant order the eatable foods as well. I mean, Zepto Cafe, the Vietnamese coffees, and there are the multiple products which you can order instantly, you know. So that's how things are going up, scale up. But of course, I mean, every coin has a two sides, so there are some limitations of same day delivery, you know. So you have need advanced logistic solutions in order to same day delivery services. Businesses must invent in the advanced logistics. The product must be packed and kept ready at the right time of the pickup. For this, inventory management must be advanced staff and well-equipped ERP solutions that you should have. Okay, so that's the entire limitations that what we have need. And of course, the requirement, initial investments as well. The businesses that offer same day delivery have to make initial investment that are beneficial in the long term. These investment are made in warehouses, solution, technology, marketing, etc. So right now, you can see, many Like in companies like Zepto, we have done multiple investment in our mother hub, the entire only logistics solution, setting up dark store. Within the dark store, you have to set up cold storage. Within the dark store, you have to set up a cafe, all the cafe machineries. So these are the we can say a capitalistic investment at the time of initial stage. So yes, that's the you can't say a limitation, but yeah, for that, for initial days, you need that much investment to run the show. Yeah, so even Amazon also putting gearing up for this same day delivery. Okay. Also, apart from this, 3PL services like Delivery India, they are also promising the same day delivery. I'm sure you have seen delivery also. They are thinking about the same day delivery pattern. Okay, so that's how things work. Delivery offer the guaranteed same day delivery services in 15 cities at present. Delivery partners with direct to customers brand and identify fast moving SKUs that will be stocked in delivery warehouse within the cities and close to the end customers. Okay, so when a customer select a product, like delivery system shows which SKUs are available on the same day delivery, and when the customer completes the purchase from website, their technology transfer their order to the closest warehouse. The shipment is then moved into the delivery network through which the customer received the packages and few hours after placing the orders. Okay, so that's how things work. Okay, so overall, if you ask me, this is the new era of logistics is happening, and the next I must say that next 20 to 25 years this will remain, because nowadays every individual facing life is moving so fast, so rapid, and to achieve these things, you should have some a quick thing. If it is hand, it will be always benefited. So yes, now quick commerce is turning from panic buying to a monthly buying, and that's the goal of all quick commerce companies. I mean, initial days we have seen, like even today also, like for monthly groceries, our mother and father, they always believe into the retail stores or Kirana. But nowadays the quick commerce companies also putting their prices also attractive, that they can convert from panic buying or urgent buying to monthly regular buying, so that's the phase that quick commerce is trying to achieve. Okay, so yes, we can summarize this point. I hope, I'm sure quick commerce you have understand very well in that matter. The same thing is that e-commerce is working, but the network's design is very precise and very you can say limited to the particular product, whereas you can see the mother hub to last mile deliveries. And when it comes to now, you mostly you guys will thinking about the return policy. So if in case any product found return, you can immediately return to the dark stores. So they have a very cut short of the entire logistic network of e-commerce, and they have made a beautiful product that is called quick commerce. Okay, so yes, the fast logistic is the utmost importance, without which companies cannot meet the ultimate goal and helping the end customer of the definitions. Okay, so that's how things are working, and as you can see now, from here on, the quick commerce will put more and more inventories, more and more categories into their dark stores. Okay, so you never know, you probably, I mean, of course, even today also I can order a TV or fridge. I mean who has think 2 3 years back, that we can order TV and fridge within 10 to 15 minutes we can get delivery. So yes, this industry, the customer behavior patterns are changing, and yes, we have to adapt that. And yes, the quick commerce is the rising era at present. I would request you again and again, talk to your delivery partners, the guys who was coming at your door, understand that their things, understand how many orders per day they are considering, what are the percentage that they are getting fees, how they are achieving the targets, you know. So how they are picking up the things, like as I said, you know, if you order something, let's say 10 to 15 categories in your one individual order, how they are getting the ready baskets, ready bag, you know, how much time it takes. So they'll give you the more idea along with this theoretical study. So yes, thanks for that. Okay, and next session we'll cover more on this in a very detailed way. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.